Hey there, this is Eric Louvier. Welcome to this episode. Let's get right to it. We got some real talk today. This is the kind of talk where we kind of, you know, bring out the dirty truth. You know, this is when we talk about things that, you know, is not real comfortable to talk about. This is when we talk about things that kind of irk some people. And, you know, but it is what it is, because we have to keep things real and business is real. And you're in the real world doing real business, trying to generate real revenue and put real money in your pocket and take care of your real family in your real house, in your real neighborhood. So let's get real. Let's talk about some things. What I want to talk about is I want to talk about how you should be helping winners to win more. Instead of focusing on losers and trying to turn losers into winners, which is very draining, will wreck your whole business, will make you miserable, and it's just impossible. Okay, so it's hard to help people that have a loser mentality to win. It's hard to turn losers into winners. I'm not Jesus. I'm not a savior, right? I'm here to help people who are already winners to win more. And I'm not saying I'm not going to help newbies. You see, newbies can still be winners when it comes to their demeanor and their mindset and their action taking and their courage and all of that, right? Their attitude. I want to get into this. If you're a service provider, if you're a coach, if you're an agency, if you're an info marketer and you help people, then you're going to want to listen to this, because I'm going to get real. I'm going to cover about 9 different things about helping winners to win more, how to identify them. So, you know, people will say, hey, Eric, how do I know if they're winners or not? You know, because this is something I teach my clients. How do I know if they're winners or not? And I'm going to talk about some of the traits, you know, some of the red flags that they're not who you want to bring on as a client. And you know what? I don't know who invented the word that the customer is always right. Customer's not always right. I mean, I don't know who invented that, but I've been in business most of my adult life, and no, they're not. Customers is not always right, okay? You want to service your customers. You want to provide more value than what the price tag is asking. You want to over-deliver. You want to have a giving mentality. You want to do everything that you can in your power to delight and help your clients, but they're not always right. I mean... they're just not always right. This is what it is. Okay, so let's talk about this. So let's start with, I got about 9 of them here, okay? We'll talk about these 9 things and then get into some commentary about each one of those. But here we got, one more thing too before we get into this is, how do I put this? Like, you know, people might hear some of this and think, well, he's talking about me. No, I'm not. I'm not talking about you specifically. Like, I have thousands of people that listen to this, and people will say, were you talking about me? No. Like, you know, I'm not doing this for one specific person. But, you know, here's the thing is, like, people will say, well, you know, some of those traits remind me of me, and people start feeling bad about themselves. And, you know, look, we're not perfect. I'm not perfect. I'm not standing up on a pedestal saying, look at me, I'm really great, and, you know, these people are bad. That's not what I'm saying at all. I believe that people who have some of these traits or some of these, you know, situations they find themselves in, they can change that. I did. I changed myself. That's all I know about a lot of this stuff. So you can change. You know, if this, like, some of this is, like, you know, really hard to swallow, and you're feeling like this is talking about you, and you know this is something that you might need to change or get fixed or work on, then you can change that. You can fix that. I'm living proof of that, and you've changed some things about yourself, and I'm constantly looking to improve myself too. So I'm not trying to be all righteous here, pointing my finger and judging other people. I'm saying, from someone who's had countless clients, countless customers for the past 20 something years, and you know, high ticket clients who paid me $50,000 or more each, down to customers who've paid me $5 and everywhere in between, I'm talking to you. If you want to sell stuff, if you want to market stuff, if you want to generate money and you're going to have customers and clients, then you got to take it from that perspective. You can't take it from the perspective of, oh, blah, 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 you know, looking at it like that. If you're a merchant, if you're selling stuff, then you want to look at it from that angle. Because we're either mostly predominantly a buyer or we're more predominantly a seller. Like, I'm a seller. Just sell, baby. I'm just a seller. I'm a marketer, right? I'm going to generate revenue. I'm going to run my business. I'm going to make things happen. I'm going to bust it, right? I'm going to aggressively be on the offense to go put food on the table and take care of my family and live this life and do what I was born to do. Hey there, listen. I have a commercial for you right now. But this is one of those commercials that you don't want to like ignore. This is one of those commercials that's like an irresistible opportunity. What I want you to do is go to my website, clientamplify.com. Go over there and opt in with your name and email address. It's completely free. And watch the masterclass that I've recorded for you on how to get clients, how to get more clients, high ticket, high quality, high net worth winners as clients, how to get them with LinkedIn and Facebook and other methods. This is what I do, and I've done it to generate millions of dollars for myself of net income, and I teach it all there inside a flagship program called Client Amplify. I teach a free masterclass that is worth more valuable than most of the courses that you're going to find out there on how to get traffic and leads and high-end clients. I really spill my guts there for free. It's 100% no cost for you. And if you haven't gone and gotten that masterclass, make sure you do that now. You don't want to miss out on that, okay? Now let's get back to the content. That's my commercial. Was it pretty good? That was pretty good. Clientamplify.com. Go over there. Check it out. Now back to the show. Right? What I'm not going to do is put myself in a customer perspective where I'm looking at this as a client saying, well, I'm a customer. I'm a client. You know, what can you do for me? Like, you're either a buyer, like you're just buying stuff all the time, you know, and you're buying your way to success. Or you're a seller. You're a marketer. You're a merchant. You're a entrepreneur. And you have that hat on. Now, we all buy stuff from time to time. We're all buyers. You know, I bought something today. But I'm predominantly of the mindset of learning to sell more and to market more and to perform better and to do better things and blow my clients away and get better impact. You see what I mean? I come from the perspective of being a seller, not from the perspective of being a buyer. Like if we all walked into the mall, and we talked to all the managers of all the different stores and the store owners and all that, they would have a certain way of talking about what to do to get more customers. Like I'd go to Frank and be, hey Frank, you know, good job, man, with putting the balloons all outside your store there. That was really great. And then I go talk to Bobby. I'm like, Bobby, man, that was a really good job with that buy one, get two free or whatever offer you're running. And I saw that client you had the other day that was, you know, throwing things around the store because they were drunk. That was crazy. Like we would all talk the same language because we're all merchants, right? We wouldn't be looking at it as being people walking in the mall, shoppers with shopping bags. Although we do buy stuff. Did I drive that home? So take this that I'm going to talk about from the perspective of being a seller, being a business owner, being a coach, being a service provider, being an agency, being a marketer, not from the perspective of being a customer or client, okay? All right, so number one is when you have a prospect or a client, customer, and are they putting all the responsibility on themselves to get the result? Or are they putting all the responsibility on you to provide the result where they're giving you money and they have a sense of entitlement about giving you that money? Like I could go into a restaurant and give the restaurant and the server or the bartender money, but I'm not there like, you know, disrespectful to that person. I'm not there like, you know what I mean? Like I'm being serviced. They're providing me with service, but I'm grateful for that. Like my son, you know, like he asked the server for a straw and the server handed him a straw and he kind of snatched it out of her hand and didn't say anything. And I'm like, whoa, 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 bro. That is not the way we behave in the Louvier family here. You need to say thank you and don't ever snatch something out of someone else's hands like that. And he's like, I thought I did say thank you. No, 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 no. You know what I mean? Like, that's not right. That's not becoming a winner. That's becoming an entitled little punk, really, right? And I'm going to let him be that way. So you want to make sure that you are not entitled, because that wrecks success, right? And I'm not talking about you, but your clients too. You don't want them to be entitled, because if they're entitled and they're acting a certain way, then that's a red flag that they're not winners. Okay, so people ask, well, how do I know if they're winners or not? Well, this is one trait that stands out to me as a sign that someone is a winner. And really, what you want to do is you want to look at it from the perspective of feelings. Like, how do you feel about the person, the prospect? How do you feel about the business you're about to do business with? You know, what's the gut instinct feeling? You know, what's the gut instinct, you know, emotion that you're getting from this person that's looking to, you know, become a client of yours? So that's kind of the way to look at it. But there's certainly some telltale signs. So is the responsibility, you know, all on you? Like, for example, if I hire an accountant to help me with taxes and stuff and bookkeeping and my tax returns and my financial reports and all that, am I like paying the accountant and saying, here's money, take care of everything? I don't want to have any responsibilities whatsoever about anything. I'm just giving you money, you take care of everything. Like, you know, you can't have that kind of attitude and expect the accountant to do a great job or for you to get great results. You got to be a participant in it in some form or fashion, right? Same thing with, you know, just about anything else that you look to do. If you're paying an attorney money, like let's say you're paying an attorney to create a contract for you, an agreement that you're going to use for your clients. You can't say, well, I just want a contract and agreement and get me one over and here's some money and thank you very much and leave me alone. You got to get with the attorney and say, look, this is something I want in the contract. This is something that I want to be protected from. This is, you know what I mean? Like, you got to participate in the situation. So this is what happens with your prospects. Is there, if they have an entitlement attitude where they're giving you money and they're saying, and then they're going to put you in a position of servitude where they gave you money and they're like, okay, now you're going to do what I tell you to do or what I command you to do, then that's when it's going to be a problem. And you can sense that at the beginning. The type of questions they're asking, you know, are they twisting your words around? Are they positioning themselves or angling themselves to be in a more, you know, entitled position where it's like, do for me, do for me, do for me. And when you're done doing for me, I need you to do this, 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 and this. And as you can tell, it's never going to end. I'm going to have more to put on your plate and more and more and more and more. I'm going to completely disrespect for you. I'm going to text you at 11 o'clock at night. I'm going to, you know what I mean? Like, this is the signs that you're not dealing with a winner, where you're going to help the winner win more. Okay. And that's the whole point. When you shift your focus to only wanting to help winners win more, then what happens is you're going to attract a lot more of those winners. And I just got to tell you, I mean, I've just been through this for so many years and so many different clients that, I mean, it's just got to hit you between the eyes on you got to own this, okay? Because this makes such a massive difference in your life, okay? If you're getting a lot of toxic clients, a lot of difficult problems and situations, crisis is change trying to take place. You've got to change some things, and usually you got to change those things about yourself. Trust me, I've been there. I had to do this myself. Still a work in progress. So that's number one. Is the responsibility all on you as the person, the merchant? Or are they putting some responsibility on themselves? Like, if someone's looking to hire me, they may be like, all right, Eric, you're going to help me with the traffic and getting the leads and getting these appointments and how to pre-frame them and how to close them at high ticket, how to delight them, and, you know, how to set up my online business and, you know, all this kind of stuff that they're talking to me for. And I'm like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And they're like, okay, great. I'm gonna you tell me what to do and I'm gonna do it, buddy. And they kind of have the attitude of like, I'm gonna give you money, but I'm so respectful that I'm gonna run through a brick wall if you tell me to run through a brick wall. It's a different mindset, you know. It's like a lack of respect if they come with, all right, I'm giving you this money, what are you gonna do for me, huh? What you can do for me, boy? Like, if they come to me like that, like, you know, it's on. Like, I'm not gonna bring you on as a client. Goodbye. So anyway, that's number one. Number two, you know, I would say, would they be considered problem solvers or resourceful? I remember, you know, William used to work with me for years and super great guy, and he used to say, you know, is this person a problem solver? And I'm like, man, that is so beautiful. Like, you're so right, man. It's like, are they a problem solver or are they a problem creator? Like, you know what I mean? Like, are they a problem solver? So I stole that from William. Thank you, William, man. That was mighty great of you. But it's true. Like, some people are either problem solvers or they're not. You know, a lot of times they're the ones creating the problems. But, you know, if you have a prospect who is a problem solver, you can start to figure that out and feel that. And you know you got yourself a winner on your hands. But if they're not a problem solver, they're a problem creator, and they're not going to go be resourceful and solve problems for themselves, then it's going to be probably a difficult client. So resourceful, problem solvers, those are the people that you want to get as a client. Okay, and let's do number three. And then number four, you got it. You got to get it. You got it. You're going to love number four. I love number four when I learned it from this guy I'll tell you about. But let's do number three first on my list here. You know, this one's kind of hard to explain. But people either get it or they don't get it. And I don't know how to explain it. But they either get it or they don't get it. And I'm not talking about newbies. Like, you could be a newbie and a prospect of mine and still get it. I'm not talking about get it as far as understanding the intricacies of what it takes to do whatever. I'm talking about they just get it as far as they understand this, the way this world works a little bit better, I guess. And those are your winners. They kind of just get it. You know, like, I could take a winner who is an internet marketer who's a winner, and then take that person and go stick them in a business of where they got a day job having to make ice cream, and they're going to do a good job at that too. And they could take them out of the ice cream shop and go stick them on a farm where they're going to have to milk cows and break in horses, and they've never done that before in their lives, and they're going to be winners in that situation too. They may not know squat about horses and chickens and skunks and that, but they know that they are winners, and they're going to get in that situation, and they're going to be a winner. You see what I mean? That I don't know how to put it. I don't know. That's they just get it, and you can feel it. Okay, so that's I just want, that's all I'm going to say about that. And again, they can be newbies. I don't mean they get it as far as they understand. They're not intermediate or advanced people, so they get it. No. It's more of an attitude. Is what I'm going at. It's more of a feeling. Okay, number four is they are either a BNI or a BI. They are either a BNI or a BI. And I got this from Dan Sullivan. Love Dan Sullivan. And he teaches this, and I learned this. And when I learned this from him, I knew that's something I'll never forget. So here's what BNIs are versus BNIs. BIs are batteries included, people. Batteries included. You know, like when you get a toy or something and it says batteries included versus batteries not included, BNIs. And people kind of break down to one of the two. You either are a BI or a BNI, okay? Now, BIs, batteries included people, like, they already got their own energy. They already got their own spark. They already got their own it factor. They already got their own superpowers. And, you know, there's something about them that they got their own charge. And they're walking around this planet, and they got some charge about them, you know? And then you got BNIs that have no charge. They don't have any electricity, or they don't have any batteries. So they got to usually take charges from other people. And they got to go take their batteries. And you see, that's just about as best I've ever heard it said. BIs versus BNIs. You know, so you ask yourself that question when you have a prospect on the phone. You say to yourself, self, is this here prospect a BI or a BNI? Because if they're a BNI, batteries not included, you might have yourself some struggle trying to get any kind of results or positivity out of that relationship or out of that program or service or product or whatever it is that you provide for them. So that's number four. Number five, I mean, it kind of goes hand in hand. Are they givers or takers? Givers or takers? Do they look to give? Do they look to help you, or are they constantly just trying to take, 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 take? What else can I take from you? Hey, I'm giving you a call. Can I take from you? You know, take, 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 take. Or are they givers? Okay. There's a big difference. There's a huge difference, and you can feel it. All right. Even though they're giving you money, well, they're givers. Okay, but it's just, you can just feel it. Are they takers? Like, take, take, take. What else can I take from you? Take, take, take. And just, you know, take till you're dry and just out of water, out of energy, out of battery charge. Okay, so that's another one. Number six is, this is kind of just a demeanor. Like, pay attention to the demeanor. Is it a positive kind of demeanor? Or is it kind of a walk on eggshells kind of demeanor where you're, you know, just a negative, like, you know, you're just kind of wondering if you're, you know, about to get scolded or something. You know what I mean? Like, what kind of demeanor do you have? Like let's just use the restaurant again. Let's say we're out eating together, me and you. And, you know, the server comes up and I just rip into the server. What are you doing? I did not ask for tea. I asked for lemonade. And you brought me tea. What is wrong with you? I need some lemonade. Could you please get me some lemonade? And you know, if I'm, and then you're just like, dude, chill out, man. poor thing. Like if you were to be in that kind of situation, then that's a taker. It's not a giver. That's a taker versus a giver. So don't do that. Now, I mean, if it's really bad, you know, I mean, of course, you know, stand up for yourself and be like, look, this is really bad service, you know, but, you know, I mean, I've seen people like totally rip into service for no big deal, you know, like it's not cool. So you know what I mean? Like, are they takers or givers? What's the demeanor there? Now, one more thing here too. I still believe all this can be changed. I know a little of this is uncomfortable, but it can be changed. Someone can change it. Like, if any of this is you, you can change these things about yourself. I mean, these things about myself, I've had to work on to change. But what I'm saying is, like, I can't be the one that changes you. I can help. I can give advice. I can maybe be a good light for you or others. But I can't change someone, right? This sounds, again, I'm not trying to stand up on a pedestal and be like, you. I grew up poor and broken, and I'm as broken as anybody else. I am not perfect. I got my challenges. I'm talking about business. From a business perspective, if you get clients that are super toxic and difficult and you're attracting them, it's going to be a problem. You want to be selective on who you're bringing on as a client so your business flies and it's fluid and it has that flow and it's got momentum and there's a whole bunch of happiness in there and you feel great about what you're doing and then you're going to want more clients because these clients are great, more customers, more business, more abundance. Okay, so that's what I'm trying to get at here. I do believe that a lot of this can be changed for people, though, but I'm not the savior. You're not a savior. Really, really hard to turn losers into winners. If you're in the business of turning losers into winners, that's going to be real hard. Like, you know, here's a way to look at this. Like, when I was a kid, they'd have these stickers on cars that said, "I'm poor but proud." And I was like, you know, that's a pretty stupid sticker to put on your car. You're poor but proud? What are you proud of? You're poor but proud. Like, I don't even get that. I still don't get that. I'm 48 years old at the time of this recording. And I was like, you know, I don't like that. I didn't like that when I was 6, 8, 10 years old. I don't like it now. So the reason why is because poor is it's okay to be broke. Okay, you can be broke. People are broke all the time. We're broke all the time. Being broke is a temporary economic condition. You could be broke. Go ahead and be broke. But being poor, that's a state of mind. Okay? You can't change that. You can't change that in someone. They got to change that within themselves. It's like an alcoholic. You can't go be like, you know what? You need to stop drinking. They're going to be like, oh, okay, let me just stop drinking because you said so. You know what I mean? Like, they got to find it within themselves to do that, you know? Sure, they need help, and they can get help, and they can seek help, and they can be appreciative of that help. They can follow the help to get there, but they can't just be like, you know, okay, I'm going to just, you know what I mean? Like, they can't. It's got to be within them to decide to do that, right, to quit the addiction. So, same thing here. All right. Now, here's the next one, okay? Number seven is, they bring some superpowers to the table already. So winners bring some superpowers, some skills, some abilities, some spark, some something. They got some assets, some leverage that they bring to the table. They bring something to the table that's already positive. It's already superpower. And you just kind of help them by adding fuel to the fire. They're already on fire. You're going to put some jet fuel on them and make a blazing inferno out of this place, right? You're like supercharging what they are already doing. You see what I mean? Like you're just catapulting them from the... They're already going to win without you. But you're just going to help them get there faster and better and stronger and easier and so on. Does that make sense? Like you're already catapulting what's already there. There's already greatness there. You're just making it better with whatever it is that you do. I don't care if you even do roofing. I don't care if you repair fences. I don't care if you're a plumber. I don't care what you do. It's the same thing you bring to the table with your clients and customers. So let me ask you this. A little time out right now. Have I been giving you some real talk on this episode? I mean, am I bringing the thunder here? Am I giving you the real talk, the real deal stuff, the real nuts and bolts, the real dirty truth? I'm not holding back. I'm not sugarcoating this. I'm not babying you or anybody else that would be listening to this. Do you feel that that's going on? Well, one is, you know, leave me a review. If you leave me a review and a 5-star rating and reach out to me on Facebook or email me, then I'll give you free access to a wonderful, amazing free course that I'll give to you that'll blow you away. So if you like this, then imagine what that'll be for you. So just do that and reach out to me and let me know that you left that review and that you're digging this. And then just, you know, private message me on Facebook or whatever, and we'll make sure that you get access to that course. Just show me proof that you left that review. So, here, let's really get down to the nuts and bolts now. Let's really get to the really real talk. Okay, if you think this is real talk, let's talk about a few things right now, okay? Let's really put this on the table. I might end up deleting this episode after this recording, but I'll try not to listen to it, and then that way I won't delete it. I notice if I listen to it, I don't really care, but if I listen to myself, I'm like, yeah, I shouldn't have said that. Foot in mouth. But let's just get even more real talk here, okay? The BIs and the BNIs, the stark difference between the winners and the losers is pretty evident when you start looking at it from that perspective. And you'll start to notice all the red flags for the people that you don't want as clients and customers, the people that are going to be a problem, the people that you're going to need to be extra protective of to protect yourself against refunds and chargebacks and problems and haters and, you know, threats and, you know, all kinds of issues, right? You know what I'm talking about. If you've been in business, you know what I'm talking about. If not, then you go look at reviews, okay? Look at reviews around, you know, Yelp and, you know, Google reviews and stuff where people are just going off for the smallest little things. So here's kind of, you know, the real talk here. Number 8 is, I just kind of grouped these all together, but here's the red flags on the people who are not. These are the people who are not winners. Like, okay, let's just talk about it. Okay, all right, I'm ready to do this. These are the people that are needy, super, super needy, overly needy, abusive. They're abusing you. They're abusing your staff. They're pissing everybody off. They're overpowering. Okay, but they'll just overpower you, overpower your staff. And like, there's this one, this popped in my head. I remember this one client ripping on one of my staff members, saying, this is a while back, saying, don't ever use those words when referring to me. And I was like, that's like a super nice thing that he said to you. Like, I have to go defend my staff. Like, you know, that's what I mean by overpowering, rude, abusive, just needy. You know, that's not who you want as clients. I don't care what you do. I mean, like I said, you could be a roofer, a painter, you can cut grass. You know, you should not have to take that from anybody, and it's not worth the money. And any bad client, like let's say a client pays you, you know, $5,000 a month, and that client's just ridiculous and driving you insane. It's not worth $5,000 a month. That client is probably costing you $50,000 a month because of all the space that's being occupied in your brain and in your emotions and in your happiness and mindset. So you got to fire those clients. You got to get rid of them, okay? So there's also this other thing, like you know, if they got ADD, that you can't even help them. Like, I got ADD, all right? But I know when to shut up and listen to the person who's coaching or helping me. If I'm talking to my attorney and he's like, look, I need to tell you about some of this stuff, and I'll listen, I'm not going to interrupt the dude and start talking. Okay, so I got I understand ADD. We get excited. We interrupt each other. I got it. Others have it, and it's rampant. You know, like 50% of the population seems to have it. But look, there's a point where it's overbearing where you can't help them, right? So you're looking to help somebody, and you know what I'm talking about. Like I'm just being real. So like I've had to tell people before, like, hey, quiet, quiet, all right, stop talking. Help me help you. Okay, if you would just zip it for a moment, we can fix this problem. Stop talking. Okay. So that's, you know what I'm talking about. So like, I'm not saying that those people are not winners. Of course not. But I'm saying there's something there that I've seen a correlation where I'm like, maybe it's anger. I don't know what it is, but there's something there. I'm not a psychiatrist. So, understand that, another thing also that's I'm going to get real here. It's difficult when it's someone that I can't understand. So if it's someone from a foreign country where English isn't their first language, can I help them? Can my company help them? Of course. We got people from all around the world. But there's been times where people, I just don't understand what they're saying. And then we have to switch over to written. And so you got to be able to help the client, help the customer, right? So these are some of the things that I'm like, the price is X, but, it's going to be much harder. So I don't know if we're for you. These are the kind of things you have to understand as a business. All right. Okay. There you go. Now let's talk about a couple more things here that, again, everyone thinks I'm talking about them, So everyone always thinks I'm talking about them. It's like, I'm not talking about you. I'm not talking about anyone specific. Okay, this is just in general. These are things that come out and pop into my head as I'm putting this together and as I'm thinking about all the red flags that I've seen over the years where I can just tell that I'm not going to be able to get the results. Okay, or I'm not going to get the impact, or it's not going to be a good fit for me. Okay, like you're almost pushing people away from being clients of yours until they're winners and they know they're winners and you got a good connection there. That's when it's like jet fuel, rocket fuel, boom, explode. It's like 100x results. Does that make sense? So you want to find that runway where you're just, it's just flow. It's just, let's just haul butt. Let's just go, boom, run. You can, it's a dead sprint together. Where when there's not friction and problems and challenges and abusiveness and you know what I'm talking about? So that's what I mean by winners versus losers, because that's number 8. One more part of that, number 8. Man, that was hard. This is real talk. This is hard for me to do. Man, I know. I don't know if it's hard for you to listen to. It's hard for me to talk about this stuff, but I'm trying to help. Okay, I'm trying to help. I'm trying to give you the real talk that you need. But, another problem here is they won't let you be in charge. You know what I mean? Like, I had to take our Lexus into the shop and we had to get it towed to take it into the shop. And like, I am not going to get in there and be like, hey, no, do it this way. No, do it that way. No, you want to get the chains underneath here. And you might, like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm going to let them be in charge. They tow trucks all day long. They're mechanics. They're all that. They're auto people. I'm not. So I'm not going to sit there and try to take charge of everything. You know what I mean? So what I'm saying is if your prospects or your clients or customers are constantly trying to take charge, when you're trying to help them, you're the one that's delivering the service. And they're the ones taking charge of everything. Like, I'll have that from time to time where newbies are trying to take charge because it's just a strong personality. I'm like, look, I've only made tens of millions of dollars. Let me go ahead and show you what you don't know how to do. Like, you got to make sure that you are not allowing people to overpower you there too, where they're taking charge, being stubborn or uncoachable. So let's end this on number 9 and bring it back home with positivity here, okay? We talked about some difficult stuff. I talked about stuff that people don't like to talk about because they're afraid that you're going to come at them with pitchforks and torches because of the stuff you're talking about. This is the type of stuff that I wish people would have told me. Okay. And I know it's hard to talk about these things. It's hard to think about these things. And it's certainly hard from someone from my position to talk about those, because it's much easier to just not talk about it. It's much easier to just talk about all the fluffy, fun stuff out there and all the, you know, pie in the sky and the, you know, twinkle, twinkle, little star stuff and, you know, the big teddy bear and you know, all the good, positive stuff and then just get clients and just make a bunch of money without ever going to the difficult stuff or the hard to talk about stuff. So I can see why so many people won't do it. I mean, I'm sitting here talking about people that got ADD and stuff, right? Like, people aren't going to talk about that, right? They don't want to offend people, and I'm certainly not trying to offend anybody. But what I am saying, though, is if you are a merchant, if you are a business, an entrepreneur, a coach or service provider or agency, and you're getting clients and customers, then you're totally resonating with what I'm talking about. You're like, keep going, man. I don't want you to stop talking, Eric. Okay? Now, if you're not getting any clients and customers and you're coming at this from a customer perspective, a client perspective, then you might be taken aback by some of the stuff that I'm talking about. And if any of this is you, you might even be a little bit more taken aback. But let me tell you something. Some of this is me. Okay, that's why I have recognized it and worked on it and changed it and transformed it as best I can. Some of it I'm still working on. So I'm not pointing my finger at you. I'm trying not to. But I am trying to teach you what I've learned from being in the trenches for a really long time. Okay, so number nine, let's end this on a real positive note here. Let's talk about what winners, and I saved the best for last. Here's what winners are. Winners are self-driven, period. They are self-driven. Winners are self-driven, self-motivated. You know, it's like motivation is temporary. Drive is forever. Being driven is forever. You can't teach that. You can't coach that. You can't instill that into somebody. They either decide to have that or they don't. They either decide to record a podcast when they had a migraine headache earlier or they just don't. They're either self-driven or not. And those people that are self-driven, well, they stand out. And they're the winners that you want to help win more in your business and whatever it is that you do. Those are the people that you want to attract. Those are the people that you want to bring into your realm because of the language that you're using in your marketing, the language you're using in your sales videos, the type of product or service that you're providing, who it appeals to, who you're not going to bring on board as a client, who you're not going to bring on board as a customer. But you can see that winners are driven. They're self-driven. They're self-motivated, self-driven. They're going to push themselves. They're going to put the responsibility on their own shoulders to succeed. They're going to acquire the superpowers that they need. They're going to solve the problems that need to be solved. They're going to seek out the advice that needs to be sought after and acquired. They're going to put themselves in a position to win again and again and again and win more. They're going to be creative. They're going to do what they need to do to not only survive, but to thrive. If you change your mindset from surviving to thriving, then everything will change. Like, you don't want to think about, I just need to make enough money to pay this and pay that bill. If only I can make 12 grand extra this month to pay this college tuition off or whatever it is, bill you got. That's surviving. That's a surviving mindset. Instead, if you start thinking, what would $100,000 per month of extra income look like for me? Net income that goes into my bank account. How would my lifestyle change? What would I be able to buy? What would I spend money on? What kind of vacations would we go on? What kind of investments would I make? If I can make an extra $100,000 per month of net income, that's thriving. There's a big difference between thinking in a surviving mindset versus thinking in a thriving mindset. So winners tend to think more in a thriving mindset. That's what you ought to do. All right, I'm out of here. This is Eric Louvier. Hope you enjoyed the real talk. It was tough, but we did it. Congratulations. You did a good job making it through this. Whew, that was tough. We did it. All right. Thank you so much. We look forward to seeing you on the next episode. This is Eric Louvier. He gone.